If you're someone who has trouble finding time to fit in a workout, I'm going to show you how to get in shape in just 10 minutes a day. You could take a 5-minute bike ride to a location, you could find a pole, and you can use your rubber bands and get a total body workout. The 5-minute ride gets you working out right away the second you leave your house, which eliminates 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a 20-minute car ride, and then back could be another 40 minutes total. Whatever it takes to get to the gym, so you're eliminating 40 minutes there. You don't even have to get changed if you don't want to. Not if you're gonna sweat, that may be something different. Sometimes you can't let something get in your way, like you don't have workout clothes with you, or else you may always find a reason not to work out. So don't let the workout clothes get in the way. Don't let the drive to the gym get in the way. Don't let the gym being too busy or crowded get in the way. Start with the 5-minute bike ride. Attach your rubber bands. This is a stop sign. Speed limit 15. So that means I do 15 reps or 15 sets, or I can make up my own workout, but you can have fun along the way. And I'll just show you how to do your total body. So you can start with the core. I'm just going to do one exercise of each body part. So with this, I'm going to do rotation, and I'm not only going to be pulling with this side, I'm going to be pushing with this side. So my core is going to turn as one unit. Everything else is going to stay firm. Do both sides. Because I'm a freak for balance, I would only do all the one just for the video, but I'm afraid I won't go back and do one side, so I'm gonna do both sides here. Next is a lateral bend. Hold everything in firm. I'm gonna be pulling down with this side and also lengthening, but in control on the other side. And I'm gonna do both sides. Good. So that's rotation, that's lateral flexion. For a curl, this is gonna be for the front. Nice long abs, contract, and control them as they come back and stand up straight and still be controlling them. That's for the abs in the front. Hold them tight up here, hold the biceps tight, and do the back. While you're here, you can do rear delts for posture. You can do bicep curls. You can do triceps, you can do rows, you can do pull-ups, you can change the grip for the front. You can do low on the chest, you can do shoulders, and you could do chest. You can do flies. You can do stretch the chest and lengthen up when you're done as a nice way to stretch. You can turn and stretch the neck and the shoulder. Do both sides. And stretch the front. Great hamstring stretches. Let this rubber bands pull you back as you stretch your hamstrings. This pulls you down. And as you relax and breathe, the muscles lengthen. So this way, you can stretch the shoulders in the opposite direction. And stretch the neck. Do both sides. The point I'm trying to make is if you just do something, you'll be able to find 10 minutes somewhere in your day to work every body part once, to stretch every body part once, to get the heart and the lungs pumping. And to give your body what it needs to grow. So if you find that you don't have time to work out, find 10 minutes a day, get on your bike, take a walk, use some rubber bands, just use your body weight, get to a location, do something for each body part, get back home, get back to your day, That 10 minutes that you take to work out is going to make your entire day better. If you like information like this, make sure you're signed up at drjohnfresh.com for my blog, and you'll receive health tips on how to stay healthy, younger, and fit.
The bottom line is, don't cheat yourself. Don't give yourself excuses to not give your body what it needs to feel great. And you'll find over time, your body will give you back much more than you've ever invested into it.